This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I never knew what people meant when they said it's colder than a witch's tit in a brass bra, but now I know what it means, because Tempora Remedy was all of a sudden in the car, and then she flung me in somewhere wet, dark, it's going really fast, and I'm really freaking hungry. I think she gave me PMS and put me in a water slide, and it's not cool. It's not cool, Tempora. I'm really fucking hungry. So next time I see you, you best believe, witch, I'm gonna be eating your hair off your head. Rawr!
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use the game Monster of the Week to tell a story of hemoglobin heroics and inner space insights in the real and actual 2007. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Adine Scott, but you can call me Osmosis Jones because we're about to be all up in it.
Hi, my name's Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine the Monstrous, and Crashly's doctor thinks she's iron deficient. But actually, she just craves human blood. There's no joke there. It's really sad. It's a bad situation.
Hey, everybody. I'm Alan Linick, and I don't know exactly what I'll be playing today, but I'm already having an in-a-body experience.
hinty.
Before we continue, of course, we need to check in with a quick word from this week's Mystery County sponsors. Rashawn, do you know the name of the business this week?
Oh my gosh, there's this great new stamp place in Mystery County. They've got stamps from, they've got butterfly stamps, they've got dinosaur stamps, they got every kind of stamp that you can need.
Wow. That you can eat?
Need.
Oh. I really thought you were slipping that in at the end.
No. My name's not Jeff Murdoch. I wouldn't do that to you. No, it's just it is just, you know, a family-owned stamp shop, and the two ladies who work there are very sweet.
What's the name of the business?
Yeah, so this great stamp shop it's just a cool stamp shop that you can get your face on a stamp, and it's totally, you know, the government's okay with just putting random people on stamps. it's pretty.
What's it called? What's called?
It's called Pound Town.
Of course it is.
Sorry, what is it called?
Yes, it's called Pound Town, the stamp store.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hey, honey, you want to take a trip to Pound Town?
Oh, you know I do. I need to send a letter to my brother.
Yeah, and I know you've been wanting to add to your stamp collection.
You dirty girl, you're going to have to lick that stamp.
Oh, my God.
And I will, because Pound Town is the foremost stamp store in all of Mystery County.
I just want our listeners to know that Rashawn and I are present, but we will not be participating in this ad.
I will abstain. I meant like the pressure to put a stamp on.
Yeah, we know. It makes total sense.
I'm just so scared, Tyler.
we have everybody is taking care of this. I don't even know what everybody's thinking right now. I'm just talking about stamps.
Yeah, we're just talking about stamps. The name of the stamp store is Pound Town. I don't know why they named it that.
I do, because of all the pressure you have to push down on the stamp with either your tongue or a nice wet little finger.
Nailed it.
Or a sponge.
Ooh.
You can use a sponge if you're doing a lot of stance over and over and over and over. It helps to use a sponge so your tongue don't get tired. Oh. In any case, I thought it was because back in the day in the UK, they had to pay with pounds to buy a stamp.
That's probably true, babe. You're so smart and knowing about history and stuff.
Yeah, I am. And that's why you're going to take me to Pound Town and buy me a pretty package of 12 stamps as a present.
Do you want this ad to stop? Then go to poundtown.com and order your stamps today. Otherwise, we're just going to let it run over and over.
I can't wait to put your face on a stamp so I can lick the back of your head.
Okay, that's okay. Me too, babe.
If you're still hearing this, that means you haven't gone to poundtown.com yet, which means there's a lot more of this ad coming at
you. You should definitely go to poundtown.com. It's definitely going to be stamp content.
My wife's got a tramp stamp.
Yeah, that's right. It's Charlie Chaplin on a stamp, and it's a commemorative edition.
Please. These poor voice actors have been trapped in the studio.
I just want to go home to my wife.
No, no one's gone to Pound Town yet.
Why are you jacking it like this?
Why are we doing a live commercial? This is what the script says. It says odd, unplaceable southern accent, and it's a bunch of pound jokes. If you can call them that at all.
Come on down to Pound Town, won't you?
Won't you?
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, where we left things off, you all found yourselves in the crosshairs of Denbora Remedy, and before you could say boo, you were somewhere else. Each one of you got thrown hither and skither across the globe. It felt most similar to when you've gone with Susan in the past and you've bounced, which is the way that the agents of Lamau get from place to place. It's really disorienting. So, Crashly.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to focus on your journey home today.
Yes.
One of the first things I'm going to say with this is that because this is like bouncing, which we've established makes you lose all of your procedural memory for a short amount of time, what we're going to say is of your special moves, you can pick one, and that's the only one you have for today's adventure. You can still do all the basic moves, but the special moves, you just will only have access to one. So I'm going to cover what you have.
Okay.
Which is use magic, unholy strength, unquenchable vitality, hex, which would be part of use magic, or the sight.
I think I want to do use magic.
Okay. Just use magic.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I want to do.
Okay, so
but I wouldn't be able to. So if I choose hex, can I also use magic? Is this a loophole?
So if you choose hex, you can use magic, but only to do the three things that hex.
Yeah, I'm just gonna do use magic.
Okay,
yeah,
you're going for utility.
Yeah,
I see. Okay, great. Well, and then the other thing that we're going to do is I thought it would be fun because you know you're all smart kids and Susan's. Like, you would know how to buy a plane ticket and get home. So I thought we would juice the action a little bit by, I asked our patrons to submit suggestions of modes of transportation. So we rolled on this list to determine how Crashly is getting back. And Crashly rolled on my list of 139.
Crashly rolled 104, which is shrunk down to microscopic size and injected into somebody's circulatory system. This was suggested by our patron Hidden Jester on our Discord. And honestly, here's the thing I have to warn you all about. Not the wildest one.
Oh, God.
Huh. Yeah. Wow. Up there, but not the wildest. I'm very excited for this little arc that we have ahead of us. But so, Crashly, then, I think rather than that being how you need to get home, it's where you currently find yourself. You wake up, Crashly, and as you said in the opening, you are in a tube, a very tight tube. Mm-hmm. And basically, these large red inner tubes just keep pushing past you.
Yeah.
And you are so hungry.
Yeah, I'm starving.
And it's pretty dark, but I imagine that Crashly doesn't quite notice because I imagine in this instance, you're essentially like your ghoul, like heat vision is sort of activated a little bit.
Yep.
So what do you do in this moment?
I'm going to try to scramble onto one of the inner tubes, one of the rafts.
Okay.
It's a red blood cell.
Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
With the frizz? No way.
Yeah, I'm going to try to scramble onto one of those. And I'm going to roll for this, but because I think that as I do, the powerful hunger is going to really take hold. So I'm going to roll. Oh, I rolled a 19 out of 20. So I guess I should have rolled a 6.
Yeah, wait, I don't, is this, I mean, what are you rolling?
I wasn't even in our system, babe. I'm inside a body. I don't know what's happening. So no, I'll do.
Roll a D12 just to be weird.
Yeah.
I think this probably is act under pressure. So unfortunately this time I got a 5.
So on a miss, things go to hell. You can't resist the urge to feed because according to your curse, which is feed, you need to act under pressure to resist feeding whenever a perfect opportunity presents itself. Yeah. You're literally on top of a blood vessel.
And it's the size of my whole body. So, yes. Yeah, I think this would be a situation of like, imagine you're on a marshmallow cloud in Big Rock Candy Mountain or something. And you just take a bite. That's what Crashly's about to do.
Great.
And physically, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. Would a red blood cell vessel burst? Would it be squishy? I don't know.
I mean, it's a cell. So yeah. I mean, you tell us, Crashly, you're the only person I know who's ever been inside of a capillary.
Yeah. This is going to be shocking. It has the consistency of crunchy peanut butter.
Wow. Oh, yeah. This person is not in good health.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you bite down.
I can just taste the ribosomes. I don't know.
You get a full mouth of blood cell. It's incredible.
Yeah, that's good. Is this Crashly's first cannibalism? No, I must have drank blood before.
It certainly is the most open. But yeah. I guess, so two things. One, do you take a second bite?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
How many blood cells do you eat?
Well, this one is the size of my body. So I actually don't think I even finished a whole one. Okay. I'm going to try to chew through so it's more like an inner tube. So it's a practical.
So you're just chewing the center out of this red blood cell. Like a Tasmanian devil
kind of practical thing to do.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I guess, does Crashly at any point deduce that she is inside someone's circulatory system?
Okay. I'm going to roll for it.
Okay. Are you going to roll sharp or?
Yeah, I'll roll sharp.
Yeah.
I got a 3.
Okay. I think you're maybe a little blood crazy right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, it sounds like you do not figure out that you're in.
I do not.
So you're just riding down a weird, gross water park, essentially.
Yeah. And I just want to say to all the haters out there that there's a lot of oxygen in blood and that's how Crashly's breathing. So you don't need to worry about it anymore.
Yes. Finally, dead the suspicions.
That's right.
You said water park, so this is where my mind's going. There's a lifeguard type person who's going, hey, you can't ride in the waves, man. You're disturbing the flow.
I love this. And here's an important question I have. Are you part of the inner system of this person? Or are you a person? Or what does Crashly see?
Hey, man, I just intern here, man. Crashly sees just like a tanned kind of like godlike looking bit of I guess I look like an amoeba.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I feel like a parasite.
This person needs to go to a doctor immediately.
A tan amoeba. I love it. Maybe no, I love it. Yeah, I can picture so this perfectly. 100%.
Uh-huh. Or maybe I'm a germ. I don't know, dog. I don't know who I am presently, dog. But like I was told I could intern here, and once like, you know, spend some time in the, you know, the flow of the blood, man, I can work myself up to the brain.
The blood? The brain? Wait, what?
Baby, you're inside Diane.
Diane? No.
Aunt Diane?
You got flung inside to Diane Miller.
Oh, no. Diane. She's so sick.
Oh my God, I just...
Oh no, she has peanut butter blood and amoebas inside?
Everybody has amoebas inside.
Yeah, everyone has peanut butter blood. That's just what a blood cell would taste like if you were the size of it.
Well, but you did say crunchy peanut butter.
Yes, I can taste the ribosomes.
Okay, yeah, that covers,
And I'm like, I guess, like, good job that you, like, got yourself a little bit of nosh, bro, but you're kind of like, disturbing what I got going on right now, and I cannot lose this internship at all.
Wait. Am I inside a human body?
Yeah, you're in Diane, and then above her is like neon lights. Diane!
God. Oh my God! Diane, I'm sorry!
Bro, she cannot hear you. The ears are like hella far away.
I better eat this whole blood cell, or else it's probably going to cause problems. I don't want to give her a clot or something.
I mean, new ones are like kind of pumped in like constantly and stuff, but like... I guess chomp on that one, but like get out of this flow, dog.
And let me ask you a question, Rashawn, a couple of other questions.
Sure,
here.
Sure, dog, fire.
Are you a testate? Do you have a shell or are you naked? Do you lack any hard covering?
I've got these board shorts on, dog, and kind of like, I don't know, I rock Hurleys. I've got some like backwards Oakleys on, dog, but I guess.
Okay.
This amoeba is cool as hell.
Yeah.
Huh?
Blink twice if Ian Owens is making you say everything.
Nah, bro. This is all cognitive. My thought, dog.
And what's this amoeba's name?
Dog, my name is Lucas. So nice to meet you.
It's
obliged.
Much obliged. Much obliged.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Crashly. And I'm scared because I didn't know I was in a human body. I thought I was in some kind of weird messed up water slide or water park.
I've like literally only like the body's like 80% water. So like, yeah, it's going to be slippery in here, dog. Crashly.
Yeah.
Bro, let me just pull out this Grey's Anatomy I've got on me. Okay. I don't see you're in the index, dog. What's your deal?
No, I don't think I'm not supposed to be here. You know, this is Diane. Do you know about the other people in town?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. So there was a witch. Do you know what that is?
Huh?
Are you single celled?
What?
Okay. So there was a bad lady that shrunk me down. I used to be like Diane size.
Whoa.
And then I got shrunk down, and now I'm your size. But I have lots of cells, not just one.
Lucas has never thought about anything bigger than himself, and is kind of like, man, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think you could help me get to her nose?
Yeah, I nose the way.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, Lucas, new best friend. Also, while we're talking, I'm taking fistfuls of this cell that I ate into a donut shape. I don't want it to give her sickle cell. I don't want to cause a blood clot, so I'm eating the whole thing.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah, you should be mindful, dog. There's always someone watching in the body. The body keeps score, dog.
I've heard that. Oh, my God. But this is literally... Wow. I wonder if I have any amoebas. Okay, whatever.
Do you have like any other like clothes or like got up or something? Because people are going to like notice you, bro.
People are going to notice me? What people are here? Are there other people here?
I know some people down in the spleen. My cousin's been down in the butt before.
What?
The heart, we cannot go there, man. They're very serious, emotional.
I don't want to go to the butt for sure.
Everybody goes to the butt, lady.
I don't want to. I want to go to the nose. I want to be like nose.
I guess a ventricle we're in.
Yeah.
I pray it's like an elevator and we get in and we zoom to like another quadrant of the body.
Absolutely. Just to be moving. It's just like going, you know, hopping in a enclosed water slide. Yeah. You just grab a blood cell and just ride the waves.
It's kind of like Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, never mind. Sorry. I keep forgetting you only have one cell and I have like a billion.
Oh, no. We call it Finding Hemotopia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This is so delightful to me. Where are you headed, Lucas? Where are you taking Crashly?
Hold on. Let me just consult my Grey's Anatomy chart. So we happen to be down here. I think we're like in the femur area.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, we should get to the hips and like hit up a club or something. They really like to dance up there. I think. Yeah, let's just go up to...
I just want to avoid
the gluteal.
No, I know. I can't go there. I just can't.
No, we've got to pass the butt to get to.
But I know Diane. So isn't there some kind of like.
Okay, well, let's go to the gallbladder or something or like the spleen or.
Yeah, okay, totally. We can go to an organ or whatever. I guess. Do you know anybody else in here? You said you know other people. Do you know anybody else with like more than one cell or like a nervous system or. Anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, we could go to the brain. Everybody's really smart up there.
Yeah, let's go to the brain.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I think that's safe.
Yeah, let's just shoot on up to the freaking domium.
Okay.
Frontal cortex, brah.
I'm so curious about one thing, which is, I'm not saying that Lucas is, it seems to me Lucas is not choosing to do this, even if it is what Lucas is. But there are amoebas in humans. They usually do cause diseases. They're like the brain-eating amoeba.
Oh, fucking A. Oh, my God. We can't.
I should have just said I was like a cell.
No. I love the idea.
You're doing great.
Lucas doesn't have to. Just because Lucas is.
I'm literally not allowed to go anywhere else. So, like, I'll just tell you where to go. Here's my map of Grey's Anatomy.
Here's what I want to pitch.
Skip the butt.
Here's what I pitch is that Lucas, that you are a disease causing amoeba, but you just choose not to.
Oh, I abstain, bro. I'm not even about that.
Yeah, that's because you got an internship. You're trying to you're trying to be more than just what you were parents. What
my control group was, bro. I'm really trying to be the X factor.
So, Lucas, what is your dream? What is it that you want to be instead of a disease-causing amoeba?
I'd really like to be... I mean, honestly, the funny bone is kind of where my head's at. I would love to just kind of hang out there, write jokes with the guys, just really, you know, get the ha-has off.
I love it.
That's great.
Thanks, Doug. Yeah, let's go up this escalator.
And yeah, so as you're going, though, you two flow forward. And as you're flowing forward, there's metaphorically the equivalent of like almost a little laser that's going across the ventricle that you're going through. And it trips and then an alert goes and you hear hop, 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 like sounds running in the distance. And just like, we got one. We got one. There's an amoeba on the loose. We got to get him. Come on.
Oh, we got.
And you know, Lucas, white blood cells are coming for you.
Oh, dude, the freaking federales are here. We got to scoot and boogie, babe. I mean,
okay. Wait, are they like cramos? Do they help?
What?
Whoever's coming, like, what did you call them?
Shoot to kill, shoot to kill.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Dude,
oh, no, they're like cops?
Yeah, they're
cops. Oh, no, it's the cops.
It's the caucasoids.
Run.
The caucasoids.
Oh, the white blood cells. I get it. Yeah. I get it. Let's go.
we 23 skidoo. We get out
of there. Yeah, you head out. And so you're headed towards the brain. Is that what?
Yeah.
Where we decided? Great.
There's some cool people up there, really heady stuff.
But yeah, mm-hmm. and you're all rushing so much. Lucas, roll me a sharp. And I think your stats are all just zero for this. You're just okay. an amoeba.
I'm just an amoeba, and I rolled a 10.
Okay. Yeah, you do know where you're going. So you do know how to get towards the brain, but it does require a stop along the way, where you need to switch over. Obviously, one is the butt. Is there another part of the body that you is a transfer point?
The lungs are pretty cool. We do a lot of like hang gliding there, a lot of air, a lot of air in the lungs, dog.
Great. Yeah. You make your way up to the lungs while you're on your way up, Crashly. What is this experience like for you, Crashly?
I'm very hungry. I'm really very hungry. And even though I've filled up my belly with this blood cell and I probably puked a little bit of it. Also, I'm still just like, I'm starving and I'm feeling ghoulish.
Okay.
And I also kind of want to impress Lucas, but yeah, just because I don't have any other friends here. And I miss EJ.
And as you're going up, so you're having all these conflicting thoughts and everything, you make your way to the lungs. Alan, will you describe what the lungs are like inside?
Yeah, they are pretty wet. There's a bunch of little alveoli.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, alveoli. Mm-hmm.
Alveoli? Alveoli. There's little sacs in there that are constantly expanding and contracting. And we can see there's a ton of little tiny bugs in there.
Oh, no, Diane,
and
no.
They're helping. It looks like they're like helping, like, you know, massage these sacs to get the most airflow in and out as possible. But yeah, there's one side of the left lung that's just like all mangled and shriveled up.
Yeah. Diane smoked in college.
And there's a snake looking thing that is in charge of the bugs. And he's got a little vest on and he's like directing them in their workflow.
I feel like this is the appropriate time to say that me as Aaron did believe until I was like 5 that little tiny mice in overalls with a system of pulleys ran the body. That's what I pictured in terms of like what with a system of pulleys, and they were wearing overalls.
It makes a lot of sense.
No, it doesn't,
Alan.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It makes sense.
Why were they
tiny mice?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's the smallest thing a kid could think of.
And no, so they were using their mouse body weight to move our limbs around.
No, they got
yeah. Well, also with ropes, and they had like.
Right,
pulleys.
But pulleys, yeah.
Yeah.
Pulleys. The body is a series of hinges, so.
Yeah, and ledges, like, you know, kind of like in Tears of the Kingdom, where the bokoblins right. are set up. Yeah,
uh-huh.
like mm-hmm. that. Sometimes they looked like little Marios, though. My dad had an Atari, so.
A lot was going on.
Yeah, a lot was going on.
Dr. Mario.
Alan, what does the boss snake sound like?
He sounds like this. My name's Steven Secret.
Steven Secrets?
Yeah. Hey.
Steven, you see...
Whoa, there's not supposed to be a kid in here.
Hi, I'm part ghoul, if that helps. Hi.
Hi, I'm Steven Secrets.
Hi, Steven.
I'm a micro demon that lives in Aunt Diane.
Oh my God, you're a demon. Did Satan put you here?
Yeah, Ryder Strong put me here to look after his
girlfriend.
Well, the mother of his child.
Okay. Hi. I am so freaking relieved to see you, Steven.
Wow, I'm really confused to see you, but I've got a lot of secrets I could tell you.
Oh, tell me one.
Okay, well, me and my other micro demons here and our directive from Ryder Strong have been the only thing keeping Aunt Diane alive for years and years.
Oh my God, that's a bad secret. Oh my God.
Bro, that's heavy. Whoa. How do you hold onto those secrets and still stay so, I want to say buff as hell?
I can see why my name is a little misleading, but I don't hold on to secrets. I spill them.
Oh, bro. All right. Brother serving piping hot tea. Yeah.
Yeah, that's intense. Are you, how long does she have? I don't know if I want to know. How, tell me, how long does she have? Just tell me.
Well, the second we get the order to pack this operation up, let's just say I hope her last breath was a sweet one.
You look God. Over and you see those little bugs and they're like, push, pull, push, pull.
Keep it up, fellas. Remember, not a one of you can go on break.
Oh, my God.
Okay, push. Pull.
I don't know how much longer we could take of this. Oh, gosh.
We should unionize.
I don't even like this job. Hey, anybody ever thought about a pulley system?
Oh.
No, that's preposterous. But remember, Ryder Strong said he likes almost all of you.
Everybody except for Dinkin over there.
Hey, shut up.
Yeah, Dinkin. Sorry.
Whatever.
I wasn't supposed to name names, but I can't stop myself.
I'm glad to know.
Part of his nature.
And wait a minute.
Yeah?
Now, you, child.
Me?
I smell something on you. Is it perhaps, are you keeping something to yourself?
Probably. I'm like 15 years old.
You're gonna have to tell me.
All of the little bugs stop pushing for a second and they're like, and they turn and they start swarming. Not all, half, you know, the half that don't need to be in one of the lungs turn and they start to swarm around you all, forming like a big circle that is in three dimensions. So a sphere.
Whoa, brothers, everyone's getting pretty close quarters.
You have to tell him the secret.
I need to know the secret.
Okay, I don't know if I'm cut out to be in a relationship with any person, be it platonic or romantic.
Oh, no.
I gotta tell him.
What?
Whoever it is, I gotta tell him.
Who? Who do you know? You're a tiny demon.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about everyone I've ever met.
But especially someone.
Are you talking about C.E.J.? I love C.E.J.
Okay. Bro.
I have a name.
Bro, you dropped the government. No.
He feels the same way about himself, I'm sure.
Secrets away.
I catch a sneeze on the way out of the lunch.
Achoo.
You just hear a deep rumble from outside of like, excuse you. And Dan be like, oh, no. And then you just hear, Cratchit, you hear very faintly just...
Ew.
God.
Ew. Wait, what? What's happening out there?
She sneezed while kissing.
She sneezed into his mouth?
Yeah.
Into his mouth.
And he loved it. He loved it.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. I'm learning so much about Aunt Diane. Is Steven's secret's gone?
Your sneezes taste like coffee.
That's one way to get out of here, Doug.
Is Steven gone? Did he like fly away?
Yeah, he grabbed a sneeze and left.
Oh my God. Okay, who's in charge here besides Steven?
I guess I'm second in command.
Okay. I need two things. I need to catch a sneeze. Okay, I need to get...
Oh, you don't even care who I am?
Wow, boss, she didn't even ask your name.
What's your name?
My name's Tommy T. Spiller.
Oh, hi, Tommy. My name's Crashly. I'm a kid.
Got any tea you want to spill?
Not really, after what happened last time.
Oh, I'm not like Steven Secrets. You can tell me something.
Well, I don't really care to tell you anything. Like, I will if that's the price.
Tell me one thing. Just tell me one thing.
And then what do you do for me?
What do you need?
I need to catch a sneeze, and I need a couple other things, too. So, okay, let me spill some tea. Something that I don't think you'll know.
Extra points if it's something like no one knows.
Well, I just ate an entire blood cell.
We had a lot of context clues to guess that one.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Let me think about it.
Yeah, and if you think you're the only one around here, then
Yeah, that's fair. Sometimes I think Jared might be my real dad.
What?
Whoa. Heavy.
Like, he's obviously, he's gay. But oh, like, no. Sometimes I wonder if like
okay,
my mom,
okay. Tommy, are you okay?
I gotta spill
made
it.
Him
oh,
or asked him
I
to donate.
Spill it.
I don't know.
Brother's about to burst with secrets.
If he is my real dad, then I wish he would just tell me because I love Jared.
Tommy T. Spiller explodes.
No!
Whoa!
Who's third in command?
Well, that would be me.
What's your name?
Harry Hush Hush.
Hi, Harry Hush Hush. So you like to keep things quiet?
No.
Damn it.
No, I can't keep things quiet. It's like when you name somebody tiny and they're really big, like a millimeter or something, you know?
Yeah.
His mom did it on purpose.
Shut up, you. I'm in charge now.
I'm sorry. I'm Billy Blabbermouth.
I'm going to tell you one, but then you have to help me get the frick out of here.
Okay.
Okay. And get big. Can you do that?
No, I run. I'm the third in line to run the lungs. I just came into this.
Aren't you a demon?
I mean, I'm working on becoming a demon. I'm right now just a lung bug.
Oh, God.
But I got dreams and I got places to be.
And I don't want to keep you from your job for too long because I know Aunt Diane's not doing so well.
Actually, wait a minute.
What?
Hey, wait, not you.
Oh, no.
You, hey.
Me?
You're Lucas, right? You're in my night course classes.
Oh, yeah, brother. excuse me, bro. It's so good to see you. For real, though.
Hey, how's it been going? Hey, how'd you do on that last test?
You know, C's get degrees. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the truth. Wow. You're really fun. Hey, are you a single cell? That might be too forward.
Yeah, I mean, I've dabbled in duplication, but I haven't really found the, you know, petri dish that I want to provide for, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or is your shift, are you bugging for a couple more hours? Or, like, what's the deal? When's this Diane project, you know, gonna wrap it up?
Hopefully not for like 30 to 40 years.
Yeah, we're on for a long contract, but we were talking, the boys and I don't know if you heard, we were talking, it might be nice to take breaks every now and again, at least shifts, you know? So I'm going to announce that I'm on third shift and my shift's about to end.
No. Because if you do that, Aunt Diane will die, right?
Well, no, we're going to have shifts. So
it
means that we won't be working one third of her lungs at any given point.
That doesn't sound great, but I guess she can get an inhaler.
I mean, she won't be able to run as well, but.
Yeah, that's fine. She doesn't like running anyway.
Oh, you know her.
Yeah, I know her. She's like the mother of a very dear friend, and she's the aunt of my boyfriend.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, okay. But like, me and the dogs were trying to like hang out and stuff. I mean, I get it. Like, she's like important or whatever, but like, can we just knock her for just like a little bit? Like, she's about to go to sleep or something. She kind of, she needs to breathe at night.
She always needs to breathe.
Bro, I've never lived anywhere else. Don't know anything else. Sorry.
Yeah, you're not a lung amoeba.
Yeah.
That would be me.
Uh-oh, it's your dad.
Oh, Padre.
Lucas, where have you been?
Padre, Papa, mon frere. What's good with you, Faja?
I haven't seen you since you went down to that community lake college.
Yeah, they like offer free classes and like see potential in me. I don't have to just be a lung amoeba forever. Like, look at you, Dad.
Look, Lucas, who are we kidding? Okay. When you're done with your little experiment, you could work for me at the family business up here at the lungs where you belong.
Crashly's going to start kicking the lung to see if she can get a sneeze.
Hey, I own that lung.
Hey, yeah, like hell you do, bud. We work here.
You work here. I own here. Lucas!
You're just part of the owner class. You're a parasite.
I'm a parasite. You're a bug.
No, dog.
Kick, kick.
Peace.
Kick.
Peace between worlds, my man. Chills.
Let the class warfare begin.
No.
No. Doom, doom, doom. Skin it in a down, down, down. Class war.
Oh, do I have to de-escalate right now? Okay. Hey, everybody.
Time to pick a side.
No. Everyone just has to work together, because listen.
I choose these nunchucks, Dad.
Everybody's a worker, okay? Except for, like, maybe that demon, but he got sneezed out. Everybody's a worker. Everybody deserves respect and dignity and the ability to care for themselves and their families and the ones they love.
Wilhelm scream.
Crashly, roll to manipulate someone.
Okay.
And we'll see.
More like inspire, but well, all right.
It's one and the same.
Oh, I did pretty good. I got an 8.
Okay. That means they'll do what you want, but you need to sweeten the deal first.
Okay. If you stop fighting, I'll tell you a really, really, really big secret. The biggest.
What? I mean,
that appeals to me. I don't know about you, Daddy Longbucks.
Okay.
I was trying to keep it a secret that I was the son of Daddy Longbucks. I'm a Nepo amoeba. I was really trying to strike it out on my own, but I feel horrible.
It's okay. I'm a Nepo baby too, probably, if I ever want to go into psychology, which, yeah, right. Anyway, you know this... Well, you don't know your single soul organisms, but I used to carry around a pair of sweatpants that I said were in case my brother crashed and pooped his pants. But really, it was in case I peed my pants, because I peed my pants one time in 7th grade because I refused to go to the gross bathroom.
I gotta tell someone.
No.
Me too. There's a sneeze. Come on, let's go grab it.
Let's go, Bugs.
Okay, let's grab. I'm grabbing it. I'm gonna grab it too. I wanna grab the sneeze.
Okay, roll to act under pressure, Crashly.
Okay.
And Tyler, would you say that this leaves behind a mere skeleton crew of lung working bugs?
God damn it.
Yeah.
I got a 10.
Great. Crashly, you managed to leap and grab onto the sneeze that the other two lung workers are grabbing onto, and you are riding it along. Lucas, are you coming with, or are you staying behind?
Later days, Crash Tie. I hope you get big.
Okay, so Crashly, you are diving on. Lucas waves goodbye. You ride the sneeze up through the lungs. A lot of the bugs are going with. It turns out a lot of them are excited to tell these secrets. I think the lung bugs were told, whether or not it's true, that telling someone secrets is what allows them to become a demon. So they're all very excited for this. So you watch as they all grab on. They ride the sneeze up. You go out. And for a brief second, there's just blinding light and you hear a faint murmur. And as you're coming up, you can hear Diane saying, like, "See, EJ, what are you doing?" And you come out. See, EJ, what does Crashly see in this brief moment of you at Diane Miller's front door?
A sheer look of disgust on my face as Aunt Diane unstoppably just sneezes directly into my mouth.
And Crashly, you just go flying in. And as you go in, all of the bugs are just shouting out into the echo that Steven Secrets, is that his name?
Yeah.
That Steven Secrets and Tommy
T. Spiller.
That Steven Secrets and Tommy T. Spiller, the echoes of their secrets that they have left behind inside CEJ, and they're just going, "She was afraid she'd pee herself, so she carried the sweatpants around."
The union card scattered in the wind. Poor guys.
And yeah, they all just poof. And Crashly, you see the little uvula at the back of the throat, and you go into CEJ.
I'm gonna grab that uvula.
Okay, roll to act under pressure one last time.
Okay. Okay, I got I got an 8.
Okay. So on an act under pressure on an 8, I'm going to give you a worst outcome, a hard choice, or a price to pay. I mean, I think the price to pay is just that CEJ, you take 1 point of damage as you feel the tiniest little pinch at the back of your throat. And Crashly, what do you do in this moment? You're hanging on for dear life.
Okay. I don't know if CJ can hear this, but I think if he can, it would be like... Like that, like I'm saying, Yeah. And I'm gonna swing the uvula like a Tarzan rope and try to jump in between his teeth because I know there's food there and he's not gonna floss me out. So I'll probably be able to like crawl my way around his teeth on the outside.
Okay, so you fling yourself into the the gob of food between CEJ's teeth.
Ew. Disgusting.
Yeah, it's gross.
You make your way through. But it's like clomping through like knee-deep mud, and you make your way to the front of his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your end game here?
I'm trying to crawl out onto his face.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I think this is another act under pressure as you're kind of Tom Cruising it in a Mission Impossible movie.
I got an 8.
Okay. You slip and fall, and you are hanging from the one hair that CEJ has grown on his chin.
Okay.
How long is it, CEJ?
From Crashly's perspective or in real life?
Either or.
From Crashly's perspective, it's like, it's so long. It's like
Impressively long, right?
Yeah. like a belay rope.
Yeah.
Like, I'm at the rock climbing gym.
Crashly, you are hanging for dear life there. You know, if you fall from here, you're basically gone because you won't know where you are and you're microscopic.
Ahoy there, sailor.
You look over on hanging on another belay rope chin hair. You see Lucas.
Hey, bud.
I wasn't going to leave you hanging, broski.
Good one.
And I reach out my arm so I can toss you up.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, no, that works. Let's try it.
And then there's like an eclipse of the sun as CEJ's overclipped fingernails start to close in on his chin.
I'm going to use magic and get big.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Crashly.
I'll never forget you, Crashly.
Same.
Crashly, roll plus weird.
Okay.
I really hope Lucas also gets big.
I got a 10.
Oh, you got a 10?
Yeah.
Great. It works without issue. Your effect, I mean, I think this is do one thing that is beyond human limitations, which is grow to human size.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you manage to kind of take everything you can. And I'm going to be honest with you, there is a moment where it's not enough and you are not going to be able to do it. And then you kind of dig down deep and push, and you are able to feed into your own magic aura and do it. But you can feel something shift inside of you as it does. You, Crashly, you get full size. CEJ, you feel a sharp pain on your chin as like a heavy weight suddenly is there pulling on it. And you watch as in front of you, seemingly out of nowhere, Crashly just appears. What do you say, CEJ?
You just ripped out my beard hair.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to give him a big hug.
Okay. And Diane is like, Crashly, what the hell? Crashly?
And Diane, you need to go to the hospital right now.
What?
Yeah, I don't think your breathing's...
Oh, no.
You need to be on a ventilator.
After the ordeal I just went through...
Wow, being outside the body is rad.
Lucas.
Yeah, Lucas, as they're doing that, you're still microscopic, but you're free of the body. What do you do, Lucas?
I start surfing on some like feathers. I just kind of catch some air.
Yeah, a crow feather like falls and you just get on it.
I do a kickflip and I freaking drop ollie all into that. Yeah.
And Crashly, you just hear very faintly in your ear Lucas saying goodbye.
I'll never forget you.
Aw, bye, Lucas.
Who the heck is Lucas?
Oh, he's a one-celled organism that lived inside Aunt Diane, and she is not healthy.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, but I want to hear what happened to you too. But after I say my thing.
I haven't eaten in 24 hours.
And that's where we'll end our episode for today.
Whatever you saw in my mouth was not food.
Oh my God. You're weird.
Ah.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or talk to us on social media at Mystery County. You can also join our Patreon for bonus episodes, special deliveries, and a chance to produce content with us like the list that we got today. Find the link in the episode description. Now, Crashly Grenadine has a special yearbook message for our patron, Jess.
Hi, Jess. OMG, don't mind the stain. It's Jamba Juice. I wanted to say that the nail polish you gave me, well, lent to me and then I kept, completely worked. Literally, CEJ was like, oh my God, that looks cute. And I was like, I know, right? Jess gave it to me. Anyway, you saved my relationship. And I just want to tell you, like, you're one of my best friends. And I hope that I get to talk to you again, because that one time was really, really fun. Love you like a sister. Have a great summer. And I will give you that nail polish back if you really, really, really want it. Let me know if you really want it. I really do like it, though. Okay, bye, Crashly.
Until next time, check out this One Shot Network podcast.
Hey, it's Adam Miller, a.k.a. Jeff Murdoch. And I want to talk to you about the podcast Design Doc. Join hosts Hannah Schaefer and Evan Rowland as they redesign their first role-playing game, Questlandia. Design Doc is an experiment in public participatory analog game design. It's fun, it's messy, and you're invited along for the ride. I'll be there.
You can find all that and more at oneshotpodcast.com.
She puts her bra on one boob at a time, just like mm-hmm. the rest of us.
Is that how you put them on?
Have mm-hmm. you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Anywho.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjacks role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.